Our Lord, how excellent is your name. Your name is strength. Your name is power. A strong tower makes me say, oh, oh, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Everybody say, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord. How excellent is your name. Your name is strength. Your name is power. A strong tower makes me say, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Everybody say, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Everybody say, oh, oh, you are healing, Lord. You are healing, Lord. Let the people say, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. TMC say, oh, oh, you are a glory, Lord. You are a glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Everybody say, oh, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, I still can't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody. nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways and mighty is your hand. You are the one who carried out redemption's plan. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways and mighty is your plan. You are the one who carried out redemption's plan. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. We looked high and low, we still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you, Lord. Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. There's nobody like you, Lord.
Nobody
like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. You are a glory, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Our strong tower, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. You are a glory, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. You're so faithful, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Our Redeemer, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you today giving thanks for all the blessings you have bestowed upon our family. Lord, even though the challenges of present have served to remind us that we can go through anything without you, we are forever grateful for the love and the grace and the mercy you have continued to show us, Lord. For the hands of lesson we have struggled through and learned from. Lord, we thank you right now for our awesome two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts, for keeping us focused and thanking you. Oh, we love you and adore you. We praise your name this morning. Lord, I thank you. I praise God for the DS Daily own family for loving us and for sharing all this life worldwide. We thank you for the staff that serve and keep our products moving to our homes. We lift up every sick and shut-in this morning, Lord. Send a special blessing for Reverend Dr. Pacola Robertson this way. Lord, strengthen her like never before. Lord, we thank you for the speaker about to download a word and telecommunications sanctuary, Lord. We give them praise. Go before them, Lord, and give them the strength to move forward. We pray for every bereaved family. You know them name by name. Lord, comfort them. Give them the strength to move forward. Father, we love you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away. Thank you.
Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with that amazing worship. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting us and opening up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts. And because of their yes, we know that this call has been given a mission by our Father God, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have an interactive website that you can view at any time, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there on that website, you can see the speaker's bios, you can see any prayer objectives we have, and you can also see our current theme for the year. And that TMC theme is in 2021, God's Strategic Shifting, Prophetic Suddenly, and Holy Standards Are Being Supernaturally Revealed. And that comes from Mark 16:15-20. If you are feeling led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Cynthia did, as a psalmist, as Minister Tiffany did, as a host, as I am doing now, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word straight from your belly for such a time as this, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O. @themasterscall.net, and either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that come together to bring forward the information that we need to continue to bring artists' life to the world. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, we know that coming up tomorrow, we will have a new dial-in number, and that new number is 667-770-1523. Again, tomorrow morning, we will have a new dial-in number for the TMC call, and that number is 667-770-1523. So don't forget to make sure you have that number ready and handy for tomorrow morning when it comes time to dial the new number. Again, one more time, 667-770-1523. So I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger truly needs no introduction. She is our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa is a woman after God's own heart. She continues to lead the masses and continues to give instruction as God has so ordained from her. She is a prophet of God. She is a woman seeking to do all that God has called her to do and be all that God has called her to be. And she does it in such a manner that she is gracious even in her instruction. I present to some and introduce to others none other than my very own senior prophet, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Kai, for that so sweet, heartfelt introduction. Mega love back to you and appreciation as you host our call today. And what can we say about our anointed songbird, Minister Tiffany? Yes, as they jokingly call it, Oh Dark 30, because it is very early out there in California. She comes on with such a sweet anointing and clarity of the Holy Ghost in her voice as she leads us into the very presence of God in song, has been with us since the very beginning of this, the Master's Call, and we so love and appreciate you, Minister Tiffany, and also to our Minister Cynthia there in the Bronx, New York, for greeting and seating us with that Jesus joy that she always brings on the line. And on behalf of our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, who is doing very well, and we are glad to see her on the line this morning. We extend the warmest of love to you and are so glad that you're doing better, feeling better and stronger each and every day. Well, I am excited again to be able to bring the Word of God this morning to continue to celebrate what God is doing. I'm kind of on overflow, you folks, you guys. Yesterday, my church, the Mount Corinth Missionary Baptist Church, we celebrated 163 years of being found faithful in this community that I now reside in Waller County, in Prairie View, Texas, where I live, in the church located, as we lovingly call it, Heavenly Hempstead. But just to know the history of this church that literally started in 1868 before the Emancipation Proclamation on a plantation. And through those years, we've had 16 pastors and the presence and faithfulness of God. So it stayed on my heart to continue on this series of focus on being found faithful. I ministered when I prayed, I
I told him, I said, from the first pastor through our present pastor, Dr. Clarence Talley Sr., I said, those who gone before us are looking over the banister of heaven, cheering the mount on, thanking us for carrying the baton every season, being found faithful. So I always ask the question and challenge each and every one of us in our place and space, are we faithful to the assignments God has given us? And when we've had those times of being derailed or detoured off the path, do we shake ourselves off and get back and do what that Ephesians 5:16 tells us, that we can redeem the time, because yes, these days are evil. So I started this series on focus on being found faithful, and our text scripture came from 1 Timothy 2, the 12th through 14th verse. 1 Timothy 2, the 12th through 14th verse, where Paul wrote to his mentor, his mentee, who he had poured into, who he had spoken to and shared and modeled and mentored, Timothy, there with his church now at Ephesus. And then that second chapter of 1 Timothy 12 through 14, he says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. In other words, he's coming up clean. You know, I was out there tripping. I was out there inconsistent. I was out there doubting and disbelieving. But that verse 14, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So we continue to say, in the midst of this continual pandemic, we must all strive to be focused on the things important to God, not satisfying the desires just of our flesh. We must daily decide to keep the main thing, the main things. We said focus was, the acronym was firmly on course until successful, firmly on course until successful. We are grateful that we've been faithful and stayed focused on this, the Master's Call, recently celebrating our 11-year mark as we fulfill this year, headed toward the completion of government with 12, and being able to say, by God's help, that we've never missed a day. Yes, many have come and gone, and many have been for us with the season and not, but we've remained corporately focused and faithful to the assignment that God has given us, to pray for the people of God, but specifically to pray for artists' life. Biddy had gotten confused and wavered on our focus, but we remained faithful to pray to enrich and enhance believers as they begin their day. And we in our lives have to decide, make a decision to be faithful, to be firm, to be focused. Over the past couple of times together, we've talked about, first, only allow God's opinion of you to propel you. He alone knows all he's put in you and I. There's a lot of treasure that still needs to be cultivated and brought forth in each and every one of us. So don't let the holy haters discourage you, or definitely not derail you, but only allow God's opinion of you to propel you. Secondly, we talked about keep an attitude of gratitude, staying humble, always honoring God. Keep an attitude of gratitude. How do you do that? Staying humble, always honoring God. Always stay in a place that we are full of thanks, that we're grateful for each and every day.
There's some folks who didn't wake up this morning, and when they opened their eyes, they were in glory. But God was gracious enough, merciful enough to allow us another day. And we need to stay humble that it isn't about us, our gifts or talents. It's about His mercy, His touch of grace on our lives that have allowed us to accomplish whatever measure of success we have accomplished. We are grateful that God has allowed these 11 years. We've known many organizations that have started before us and aren't here, started after us and already gone. But the Master's Call is grateful that the hand of God has stayed upon it. Thirdly, we talked about, in spite of all the fiery darts coming from the enemy, choose to remain faithful to God and His Word. In spite of all of the fiery darts, because they will come. The devil does not like us. And matter of fact, the devil hates us. The Word of God talks about the fiery darts that will come at us. We have to choose to remain faithful to God and His Word. It's a choice, and we get to choose. I love how the Joshua reminded us in that 24th chapter, but for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Well, for the Master's Call family, each and every day, we're going to be faithful to the Word of God. Every weekday we come together, we're going to remember it's the Master's Call. That pronoun is the Master's Call. It's all about Him and His Word. Fourthly, release your faith means believing God. Releasing your faith means we believe God, unconditional trust in God, that His Word is true and it's yes and amen, settled forever in our hearts. Release your faith means that we are rooted and grounded, believing in God. Fifth, we said your faith will make you whole. And that whole was W-H-O-L-E. Yes, physically, like the woman who touched the hem of His garment. But some of us needed some emotional healing from this pandemic, some psychological healing from this pandemic, some financial healing. We needed some relationship healing. Your faith, the measure of faith, we've all been given it. Will we exercise that faith and be made whole? And oh, I love the sixth principle we talked about. Faith sees. Faith sees. Yes, it does. Faith sees. And we have to see ourselves by faith as already receiving. In other words, when God downloads His strategy, opens up the veil of heaven to let you see where He wants to take you. You're standing at the Alpha, and He lets you see that desired Omega. Yeah, we got to walk it out between that Alpha and Omega. And yeah, it's looking real jacked up sideways. It's looking toe up from the floor up. But God is allowing us to see, to keep the hope of God kindled in our heart. We've got to be able to see and call those things that be not as though they are. See yourself by faith as already seeing it. You know, the world calls it today visualization. We all have our dream boards, but this biblical principle says faith sees, and that's how we don't grow weary in well-doing. The seventh we last together talked about was faith understands that it is and will be a fight until the finish. Faith understands that it is and it will be, as long as we're on this side of glory, a fight until the finish. See, we have to get the mindset and get battle ready and be the warriors that worship God in spirit and in truth and understand that it is a fight, but it's a good fight. I love how Timothy Paul called it a good fight of faith. And I always remind myself first and then others, the reason it's a good fight of faith is we've read Revelation. We've read the back of the book. We know it's a fixed fight. And we win if we do not grow weary in well-doing. Faith understands that. Faith stands up big inside of us and says, I know what your natural eyes see. Now I need your eyes of faith to remember. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by, you all know it, faith and not by sight. The heavenly sight is what we must see. Oh, today, we're going to continue to number 8. Yeah, we're going to get some new beginnings up in here. Faith understands that prayer is the firm foundation that faith is built on. Faith understands that prayer is the firm foundation that faith is built on. In other words, it's the fuel that enables us to make it to the finish. Yeah. It's that high octane, Holy Ghost fuel that enables us to make it to the finish. See, prayer is defined as the act of communicating with a deity, according to Meridian Webster Online Dictionary. It calls it a dialogue with God, an earnest or urgent request. Yes, prayer is a dialogue. Most of us have gotten into the monologue ministry, and we got to get back into the dialogue. You shouldn't be the only one talking. It's great to talk and let your petitions be made known, but we must learn to listen, because all wise, all knowing, all powerful God has something he wants to say back to us. And that's the ingredient. That's the foundation, the firm foundation for which faith fuels on. See, having a real prayer life is not an option, but a mandate. If faith is to survive and to remain fruitful in our lives, we better have a real prayer life. That's why so many of us run out of gas and jump out of faith, and doubt and fear can get in, because we're not rooted and grounded with a daily prayer life, not a crisis management prayer life. Well, you call up every prayer line, every prayer partner, anybody you know who you've seen get a prayer through when something goes wrong, because you yourself have not had the consistent prayer life to know that you know that you know that our God hears and answers prayer. So having that real prayer life is not an option, but it's a mandate if you're going to really walk by faith. My favorite book of the Bible, James, that 5th chapter, 16th verse, says this very familiar passage. Therefore, confess your sins. When you mess up, fess up. God already knows. But confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. King James says, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I love the NIV says, the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. See, the prayers of the righteous will prevail only when we persevere and persist. Because again, it's that high octane ingredient of faith. It's a must. When your faith is starting to fail, check your prayer life and make a pit stop and refuel, fill your faith tank with prayer. Most situations where we crash and burn was a prayer failure, because we didn't stay in the face of God to get the strategies from heaven, to have the sensitivity and the spiritual eyes to see when you feel your faith waning, when you feel your faith faltering, get in that place and space of prayer with God. Again, most faith failures, they really are prayer failures. And if we get back in the presence of God and evoke the prayers of the righteous, God will turn those faith failures around and resurrect our hopes, our dreams, and our goals. So you got to guard your time in prayer and intercession. Guard your time of talking to Daddy God. Guard that time and tell your mind to hush, because heaven wants to speak. It has some rhema, some manna to feed you for the day. See, our faith muscles are always strengthened when we spend consistent, focused time, and I call it God's gym of prayer. Let me say that again, because some of us have faith muscles that are anorexic and weak and brittle and not developed because we haven't spent the consistent, focused time in God's gym of prayer. See, in God's gym, we learn how God speaks to us and how we can sharpen our ears to know his voice. We know John 10:3-5, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Daddy God knows your name. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. But the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Prayer will always fortify your faith. It will keep the fuel of faith on full, which will enable you to finish your course. John 10:27-28, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Our faith will not fail when it has been fortified in prayer. This morning, focus on being found faithful. Focus on being found faithful. And that principle 8 today, faith understands that prayer is the firm foundation that faith is built on and the fuel that enables us to make it to the finish. So what's your tank on of faith? Do you need to make a pit stop in prayer? Fill it up. Use high-octane quality time in prayer. 2 Corinthians 10, where we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We know that we have contrary spirits that have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. When we spend time in prayer, and as I conclude, prayer sharpens your discernment and spiritual sensitivity to what is of God and what is not of God. So faith sees clearer and sharper with a discerning prayer life. Focus on being found faithful. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word. If you can't say amen, say ouch. We will call you back for our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for allowing her to pour out so graciously and so faithfully into us. Father, we ask right now that you just continue to be the lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path. Give her the desires of her heart as only you can. Do the exceeding and the abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. We ask you right now to continue to touch Dr. Piccola Roberts. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken. We ask that you continue to strengthen her, continue to guide her, continue to lead her down the path that you would have her go. Touch her heart, mind, and body. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch every family member, every artist, life family member. The Des De Leon family, continue to be a hedge of protection around them. Continue to breathe life into artist life, Lord. We know as only you can. We ask that you touch the bereaved families that are connected to this call. Touch all of those who are sick and shut in, Lord. We know that only you are the divine healer. Only you can make it happen according to your Jeremiah 29:11. So we thank you right now in advance, and we call it done. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen. Amen and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you want to hear the playback for this call, You can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. And again, don't forget, tomorrow we will have a new dial-in number, and that number is 667-770-1523. Again, 667-770-1523. And, of course, I'd like to say again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for being our psalmist this morning and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And, of course, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And this is Motivational Monday on the MMC call, where our host will be none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa. And our speaker this morning will be our prayer general, Minister Brenda. So again, thank you, TMC family. Dr. Vanessa, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me add one more thing. The new number for the morning motivational call starting tomorrow, the same first digit, 667-770-1525. 1525. TMC's is 1523. They're 1525. So both of them will be changing tomorrow. And so let's make sure we call in and the PIN codes stay the same. Father God, we just thank you for this inspirational Monday. We thank you that you find us faithful as we do the work, as we walk it out, as this morning we guard our prayer life and we repent for the times when we have not been consistent, been faithful, persevered through some of our painful seasons. But we thank you that your grace and your mercies are new every morning, and you have given us another day, another opportunity to grow and grow stronger in you. So as we prepare to leave this call, we thank you that our prayer is that we will hunger for your holiness and we will thirst to be righteous in you, and that you will go before us this day and give us the favor, give us the blood of protection that only comes from you, that will allow us to be all you called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Hopefully we'll hear you on the morning motivational call to hear our anointed mouthpiece, Minister Brenda Terrell, in just a few minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.